Yeah, but they use this as a to stir up the hatred against the Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Well, the Jews are going to be here, and there are going to be Jews at the end when God says they're going to look on the one they pierced and cry. They're going to be, oh my God, look what we did.
Uh huh. Oops.
Yeah, yep. they're going to look at the one they pierced. And that's when they will be saved. Now, I am not for, obviously, there's always talk of the third temple, and I don't like them honoring Trump the way they do, naming things after him and stuff. I'm, and, of course, animal sacrifice. God is not going to be happy about the animal sacrifice, okay?
No, he's not. That's supposed to have stopped.
Yeah, because there's no need for it now.
That's right. Jesus is the ultimate one. Yeah, that's right.
But still, we have to be careful not to hate those people.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's some good people over there. And
yes, there are.
Yeah, and you got to consider also that that almost every nation on the planet is being assimilated right now.
And, oh yeah.
And that happened to Israel, you know, a long time ago. And because those aren't the 100%, you know, original Jews there, but actually it's a Gentile mix. And,
right.
And the Gentiles,
but there was a mixed multitude that went out of Egypt.
Right.
Everybody thinks that was all Israelites. Well, it wasn't.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Egyptians went out too.
Egyptians came with them, for sure.
There was a mixed multitude. Mm-hmm. And so everybody just assumes it was all Israelites, but it wasn't.
No, it
wow,
it,
learned
it,
something else.
It wasn't. It wasn't. And and that's something I forgot to mention earlier. Yes, it was. It was some Egyptians mixed in there.
Well, it's all so complicated.
It is.
It's really hard to sort things through. I just know that God intended for Israel to be a nation when he comes. It had to be a nation again.
Yeah, exactly.
It had to be. I don't, you know, maybe he uses Luciferian psychopaths to do it, but he was going to make it a nation again.
Well, you convinced me with your call a few nights ago when you said what you said, and I went home and talked to Lynn about it, and she said, that makes perfect sense. She's right. So,
I mean,
I'm with you.
It has to be. They have to be there in the land.
Right.
And actually, Israel, you know, the Jews...
Well, God said it was going to happen. It's got to happen.
It's going to happen, and it doesn't.
Right.
And he's used evil people before to bring about his,
absolutely,
to bring about what he intended.
That's what Lynn said. Yep.
Yeah, he has, and he's. And that's why he just bumpos with people, because he does things totally we don't expect. We expect it to be one way, and that's not the way he does it.
He does it the way ever how he wants to do it.
But it's quite fascinating. It's all so jumbled up. Oh, and everybody, listen, there's no pure race anymore.
Nope.
No, it isn't.
Everybody's mixed.
I'm glad you said that, because every race on this planet has been assimilated, except...
Exactly,
except there's one exception, Connie.
Who?
Uh-huh. What is that?
The ones that don't have souls, there are some terrors. They don't have souls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, I just want to clear that up, because yes, there's a lot of evil. I mean, it breaks my heart. How do you think God feels when he sees a gay pride parade in Jerusalem?
I know.
In his holy city? You kidding me?
That's why they
will have to be judged.
Well, as I've said so many times on this and this show and the weeknight show, it's a good thing I'm not in charge, because if I was God, I would have wiped this place clean a long time ago.
If I was in charge, Satan, I would have zapped him. I don't understand. That's one thing I've had a hard time grasping is I would just kill the sucker before he did anything.
There you go.
But
here's the way I look at that, and this is an oversimplification, but if you're a guy and you've got a dog and you think that dog loves you more than anything, how do you know unless somebody else comes along if he has other choices?
Right.
And that's why Satan exists. We have to have a choice.
Well, let me throw this at you all.
He's going to throw me under the bus. Watch this.
a family member, a well-loved family member that goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with them?
I keep loving them.
You have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough love.
Yeah, but this is at a God level. And
makes sense.
They just can't kill him, you know.
That makes sense.
Because he can't.
Right,
die in the first place. And so what they're going to have to do is just restrain him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. I get that. That makes sense.
I know, but when you see all the suffering, you think, I just keep saying, God, why don't you just come down and take care of this? And I know he has to do it in his own time. I get impatient, but he has to do it his way, not mine.
Miss Connie, I say that every day. This morning, I said that, just watching the birds and them trying to feed their babies. And some mornings, I just cry, and I say, God, why are you letting this happen? I don't understand, but he has to, because his prophecy, he said he would.
The moanings and groanings.
It's terrible.
Yeah, especially with the children. You know, it's like, why are they having to suffer?
I know
the Bible says that this life is so short that when it comes to all eternity, we won't even remember this thing.
Yep.
And that's hard to imagine, but he said it, so...
Yeah, and the other thing, you were talking about how complicated everything is. I think that's why Jesus said you have to be like little children. And I think that's kind of how he wants us to be. Don't worry. Don't sweat the details. Focus on me, and I'll get you through this. That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, and I do agree. Israel as a kingdom is spiritual. It is for us. It includes all of us, whether we're Gentile or one of the tribes. It doesn't matter. But it is also a physical place.
Yeah.
That is his holy place that he picked out himself.
That's right.
And he said, this is where I'm going to put my name. And so, and he said that nation would exist at the end of time. But the Jews were to be brought back and the Israelites were to be brought back, not in faith at first. Mm-hmm. They were to be brought back in unbelief.
Gotcha.
And so, anyway, I know some other people want to call in, but
Nobody's accused you of hating Jews, I promise you.
I'm not saying they're above anybody else either. I'm just saying that they are God's people. He chose them. They rebel before, and he judged them, and off they go, and then he brings them back.
Yep. That's kind of how it works.
All right. Well, I'll let somebody else call
in. Thank you, Miss Connie. It's great to hear your voice.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Love that, Miss Connie. All right. I'm late for a break. I know that's hard to believe, isn't it? Me late for a break? Only 7 minutes. It's a 5-minute-er, y'all. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiro. Virginia Beach, Virginia, honoring the victims of yesterday's mass shooting with vigils and church services tonight. A preacher reminding everyone to keep the victims in their hearts.
We weep over the people who were taken much too soon, their families, and those that are recovering in the hospital tonight.
12 people were killed, 4 injured. Officials still trying to determine the motive of the suspect who died in a shootout with police. California Senator and presidential hopeful Kamala Harris had to leave the stage at San Francisco's Move On Forum after a man rushed the stage and took her microphone. This woman with the forum stepping in. The man was detained before the senator went back on stage. This is Fox News.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Everybody's starting to ask me, when is it going to rain again? And honestly, the prospects are not good for the next few days. For tonight, we're going to be dry with mostly clear skies, a few clouds, overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow looks like a high temperature in the lower 90s again. Continued dry, more sunshine, down to 70 for a low tomorrow night, and then getting hotter early next week. I think we'll be in the low to mid 90s on Monday, closer to the mid 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe a few pop-up storms towards the middle of the week. But dry until then for the most part. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams. Of course, Postman with me tonight on you're listening to Clear in the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That intro music you just heard was one of my favorite artists from back in the day, Joan Armatrading. Love her. Love her music. Drop the Pilot. I love it when you call me names. All those other great songs. Love Joan Armatrading. I want to give a shout out to a listener who brought me some water that he had. We were sitting here trying to figure out the name of the process where you break down the silver in the water. Well, he brought me some big jars, and what I do is every morning when I get up and I'm thirsty, I just chug. I mean, I've gone through almost all of that silver water in the last week and a half, and it's actually making a difference. It's helping my memory. Thank you. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, Washington?
Yes?
I was just calling in. How you doing, Miss Postman?
Hey, how's it going?
That's right. Miss Connie, she's like the woman that touched the hem of Jesus' garment. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I just really appreciate it. I'm the one that called in and told you about his name was Elohim.
Yes, yes, you are.
And, you know, it's a lot deeper and it's a lot more.
Yes.
I'm not going to get into it right now, okay? But Frank's like an old bulldog. He grabs a hold of something, he does not let go.
You better believe it.
And, you know, you ought to just be so happy you have both of them.
I am tickled pink. You have no idea.
But now, Israel, the name Israel, mm-hmm. came from Jacob. God changed his name to Jacob when he wrestled with an angel, which was Yahshua.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, the Jews, they came back in Abraham's time. They started calling them Jews. Back there where the tapestries were.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what I was calling about, are you spelling amen, A slash or dash, M-E-N?
The way it's written in the Old and New Testament is written in the book as A M E N.
Yeah.
Okay. Now in the Hebrew, that's A W dash N A K H.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Now in the Greek, it's number 281 in the Greek, mm-hmm. and it means verily and surely. So you're verifying or saying surely this is true.
Hmm.
Now, if you look in the Hebrew, it's a prime root. 584 is a prime root, which means primitive root. It's the origin of the word.
The origin, okay, okay.
And it means to sigh, groan, or sigh. Well, you know, so I'm wondering, is there a different spelling that Postman is using?
I'm going to go ahead.
No, they're, you know, it's written just like I said it, but there's a... There's several different derivations, you know, of it, and certain, you know, different spellings to actually accommodate the like I said, it was it came out at certain times of the day that you do prayers, morning prayers, midday prayers, and evening prayers.
And, are we talking Catholic? Is that Catholic you're talking?
No, it
okay,
isn't.
That's Islamic.
No, well, actually, Islam came out of it, but but the Hebrew people actually did that. They had morning, afternoon,
and they go in their closets and pray.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they ring the bell. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's very interesting. But now, the Jews and Israel are two different. They're tribes. They're two different, totally tribes. Because, you know, when Solomon's son, he was going to raise the taxes, and he had to catch out to Judah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. But when he, and they was going to go to war with Israel.
Uh-huh.
And God told him not to. He said, that's your brother, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about the God that came out of Egypt. You know, the Bible was wrote in, 1611 by all those scholars all over the world. King James brought them together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now, what they did, the reason he brought all these scholars together, they put it in their own language, and then they went through it. Then they came back and put it in the English language. So what you're reading, it seems like what he's saying, but if you do an etymology on the word, you come up to find that it's not that at all.
That could be very well true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Now, this is from my own experience. Now, Postman, you're like a computer downloaded in your brain, you know, so I'm not going to touch you too hard, man. I don't want no trouble.
But,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. But now, this lady, Miss Connie, I think she does research the way I do. I do etymology, and then I research it, and I exhaust it.
I love it.
And, you know, I just, I'm listening to you, and what you're saying, I read it in there, you know. But I'm thinking that if you get another translation, like a paraphrase translation, you come up with a totally different meaning.
Yeah, and you see that's the problem. Different translations. I mean, which one is the more accurate?
Yeah, exactly.
Is the Hebrew version? Is that the one that we should be adhering to?
Well, it's been tampered with too. You know, if you go over to, Ms. Connie says she's been over there in Israel. If you go in one of their temples, you see these statues and stuff in there. Those are hidden. I think his name is Tamu. They have gods hidden in their statues that they have disguised. Huh. And that's in there today.
Wow. You mean, say that word again?
Tamazu and Ezekiel, when he's talking about knock the hole in the wall, and then he tells the angels to go mark the people, and then he tells the other angels to go kill everybody that hadn't got his mark in Ezekiel.
Okay. But yeah, there are several gods that are not spoken of a lot of, you know, in the Old and New Testament.
Yeah, Tammuz.
Yeah.
Tammuz.
Tammuz.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was
Tammuz. Yeah, the god of sheep, lambs, sheep's milk.
Right.
Later known as Akkadian.
Right.
The woman was praying to him because he's a god of fertility or something.
Uh-huh. There you go. That's right.
And he was also known as Adonai.
Adonai?
Adonai, yeah.
Well, now, Adonai is the word Lord is right. Translated to Adonai, which means master or owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's God, one of God's names.
Should be.
Of what he's called.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, when these guys wrote the Bible, what they did, they put little hints in there. Now, I called you in one time, and I told you about Aaron. I think his name was Aaron. When Moses was up on the hill, he took everybody's rings and made a calf.
That's right.
And he says,
calf. Yeah.
Now, in some translations, he says, tomorrow we'll have a celebration make sacrifice unto Jehovah. And some of them, it says, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord Adonai, Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the deception began in Genesis.
Some of that is that's why some of the confusion comes in at, you know, because there were several different gods, you know, vying for worship, you know, from the people.
Sure.
And
yeah, absolutely.
And that's why that confusion came in at, and a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people have been praying to the wrong God all their life, and they don't even know it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
And you know when this first started at? The very first false sacrifice?
Where?
It's in Genesis chapter 3 or 4. Cain slew Abel. He didn't slay him. He sacrificed
him. There you go.
Mm-hmm. God told Cain, he said, look, man, he says, if you do the right thing, won't you be accepted? And Cain says, you know, I'm happy living this. He says, oh, so you want a blood sacrifice instead of tomatoes and cucumbers.
I'll give you one.
Yeah, and so he takes off and he sacrifices
his brother
Abel as a blood sacrifice to the Most High God.
Wow, that's true.
And then God, see, he can never enter again. But see, he's the serpent seed.
Yeah, because of the way he went.
Well, he had no choice, really. I mean, he sealed his fate when he did that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Now, you know, Babylon is called the gate of God. It can be translated as the gate of God or God's gate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that changes in the New Testament to the shepherd's gate.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I wonder what that's about.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah? Now, I've
heard of shepherd's gate before, but I didn't know that was in reference, you know, to Babylon.
Yeah. Well, now, Babylon, the word means, confusion, like the Babel.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
God confused the languages, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means the gate of God.
I didn't know that.
You know, the Israelites, when they was in Rome, any Jewish people, when they was in Rome, they were terrified to worship. So they went into the catacombs and worshiped because the Romans wanted them to worship this way.
Right.
You know, the way you talked about, they changed everything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go into the catacombs and worship the way they were supposed to.
Sure.
But this got lost. It was all lost to them. Like, when they was in Egypt, they was there 200 years. They forgot. They didn't know there was nobody to teach them.
Yeah.
So they got lost.
Sure.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Anyway, I was just going to call in. I wanted to compliment that lady.
Miss Connie.
What's her name?
Miss Connie.
Mm-hmm. And I hope Frank keeps it up, man. He grabs on to something, man. He's just tough as he can be, you know?
Love it. Love old Frank. Yep.
All right. Well, Postman, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, Watchman. Right.
Okay. No problem. Bye. Thanks, man. Right. See you. I'm late for a break again. I know that's hard to believe.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here at the Montgomery Marina sitting on this beautiful Alabama River. Speaking of the river, you can get down here and enjoy it because you can rent you a pontoon boat and bring your family, your crew, all your buddies, whoever you feel comfortable with for a little while and ride up and down this beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. We're going to feed you some good food. We'll send you on a little picnic down to the sandbar. We'll cook you up some good old fresh amberjack, red snapper, grouper. Getting all kind of fish out of the Gulf right now. We'll also grill you up a good old hamburger or a good old ribeye steak. We're going to have fun on Sunday afternoon here. I'm going to tell you again, this week Anthony Gomes is in town. First time Anthony's been to the Oyster Bar, so we're excited. We're going to rock the house, I know. Y'all get on down here and check it out. So we'll get a lot going on the river. Rent you a boat, soon to be open an RV park, good food, and a good time. Y'all get down here soon and come hungry, we're looking for you.
Capitol Oyster Bar, located at 617 Shady Street in Montgomery, or call 239-8958.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
Hey, welcome back to the break. Now it's time to hit the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in 5 minutes.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adopted family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. going to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody's starting to ask me, when is it going to rain again? And honestly, the prospects are not good for the next few days. For tonight, we're going to be dry with mostly clear skies, a few clouds, overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow looks like a high temperature in the lower 90s again. Continued dry, more sunshine, down to 70 for a low tomorrow night, and then getting hotter early next week. I think we'll be in the low to mid-90s on Monday, closer to the mid-90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe a few pop-up storms towards the middle of the week. But dry until then for the most part. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Hi there. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. A man struggling to cope with a mind and body numbed by the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. However, I do not have advanced illusionary schizophrenia with involuntary narcissistic rage. I don't have that. Welcome back to the program, The Waning Moments. My goodness, the show is almost over. Time's fun when you're having flies, as they say.
Yes.
Well, we've learned some stuff tonight, and I love learning new stuff about the Bible. And, you know, what, and the caller brought that up a minute ago, was about all the different versions, the way they're interpreted. 5 or 6 years ago, by accident, when I'm surfing the web, I run across this project these people are doing that are trying to decipher the original text of the Bible. Now, where they got it from, who knows, but they were working on deciphering it because, as I understand it, Hebrew is a very weird language. It's almost next to impossible to translate. It's one of the hardest languages to translate because some words mean action. You know, it's just weird. So there's no telling what they got wrong, you know? Just imagine the impact of one word wrong, how that could just, we could be doing something totally opposite of what we're supposed to be doing because somebody got one word wrong.
Yeah.
Scary stuff, man.
Yeah, and all I need to do is repeat it in every instance.
That's exactly right. I mean, That's all it takes. You know, I was talking about, I don't know if you heard this last night or not, but I tried to post an article about how Israel has been had the technology to steal elections by hacking voting machines. And Facebook would not let me put it on there. It would not. So I wound up taking a picture of the link and posting it on there, and I got that to stay up there. But the point I'm trying to get across to everybody is, do you realize what a weapon the media is? It is a powerful, powerful weapon. And we have a call. Hey, caller, are you on the air?
Good evening, Mr. Adams, Mr. Postman. How are you doing this evening?
I love that voice. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks for asking. Your contributors, your callers calling in, what an eclectic group do you have following you or paying attention?
Well, I'm a weird guy, so it makes sense that I have strange callers.
Well, I guess I'm looking at more of the fascinating side.
I know. I'm being silly. Yeah.
And it points out to me that if this were a classroom, I'm that kid in the back eating paste.
You're going to have one heck of a stomach ache when you get home, buddy.
Absolutely, because I feel like I take more than I give. I wish I could contribute like Frank and Miss Connie. And what was the name of that last gentleman that called in after her?
I don't know. I can't remember. My memory's terrible. I can't remember.
He hadn't called but like once or twice.
Yeah, he's a watcher. He's a watcher. He's a watchman.
Yeah, and I think I like the moniker he gave Mr. Postman. I think it ought to be changed from Postman to Watchman.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Again, for wanting to take from you, earlier on you had mentioned that Rocco the Clown's administration and counterintelligence agencies abused the FISA courts going back to 2000. Oh, was it 12? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You didn't go much into it. Do you have any additional in that? What exactly did they do? Because I looked on the old interweb and I couldn't find anything relevant.
Okay. I'll find it because I just touched on it, but let me go back and find it. And not only will I read it, I will post it on our Clear in the Air site.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, I don't mean to call in as a programmer to change your format.
No. That's fine. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate what you do, and you are making me smarter. I do appreciate that.
I appreciate you saying that, and I love your voice.
Right back at you. You got a good voice, too.
Nah, not like yours, man. You got an awesome radio voice. You really do. It's great.
It's awesome.
It is. It's incredible.
Yeah, but there's more to me than the voice of my words. I just wish I were smarter and was able to use better, bigger, better words.
Oh, amen. I'm with you on that. Me, too.
Yeah. Now. All right, gentlemen, again, thank you again for your time, and you guys have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a great one, too. All right, love that. He really does have a great radio voice.
Yeah, he does. It's perfect, isn't it?
It is. It reminds me of, what's his name that's on with Joey all the time? Hell, I'm friends with him on Facebook. I can't even remember.
It's a few octaves lower than that.
It is, but yeah. It's similar,
Yeah, it is.
It's similar.
It is. Yeah, but, the guy was just calling, his voice is crisp.
Oh, it's great.
What I'm saying?
It's just perfect.
And it's
radio.
And it's seasoned. I mean, you can tell.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what he's been through, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're just kidding here, Mr. Caller. You do have a really good radio voice. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry, what's up?
Not a whole lot. Just the temperature, I guess. But
oh, God, it's incredibly hot.
This morning when I left the house, I don't know if I've seen that many chemtrails that early in the morning in a long time.
Yeah, it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
You can write it down. It will rain. If they've sprayed that much, it always rains.
Well, they sure was spraying.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking earlier about all the cameras and stuff. With that kind of information and you got a database,
uh-huh.
I mean, if you got somebody running for an office or somebody gets elected to an office, I mean, everywhere they've been, everybody they've talked to.
It's an excellent point.
That's and right. They can control them.
It's an excellent
everywhere their
point.
Family's been.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. You're
I
right.
Mean, so you go up there trying to do good, and all of a sudden you've got all these people coming at you saying, if you don't do this, possibly going to ruin your life.
Yep. That's right. That's a good point, Barry. I kind of think, and I've said this so many times, and I don't have any evidence to back it up. Well, not much evidence to back it up, but I think they're running a parallel life version of what's going on a quantum computer, and they're feeding all of this data in that quantum computer to each of our little individual electronic dossier so they can better predict what we are going to do.
They can run simulations like,
yes.
Sort of like the old movie War Games or something, you know, you can run all these simulations.
Yep. Yes, they're doing it with us individuals to get a better idea of what we're liable to do. And the more inputs you have, the more accurate it's going to be.
Most people don't understand how powerful these quantum computers are.
You know, the story I read said that if you took every Cray supercomputer we had and you could come up with a problem that would take a Cray 20 years to figure out, a quantum could do it in like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much faster. And it can move forward and backwards in time instead of just linear. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Y'all seen Star Trek, right?
Hmm?
Y'all seen Star Trek, right?
I've seen I've heard of it.
All right. You know when they send a subspace message?
Uh-huh.
It takes so long, you know, for it to reach, you know, where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quantum computer doing that. And sometimes they'll be so far out that they'll be like, 50 light years, you know, from
that's a long way if it takes, yeah.
And,
wow.
And he said it'll take 2 weeks for it to get there. I mean, think about it.
You're talking billions of light years.
Right. Well, actually, billions of miles.
Yeah. Miles, yeah.
Yeah. But that's supposedly what they're using a quantum computer to do that with.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
There's just so much we don't know that they've kept from us. It's infuriating, but it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could control anybody, really. I mean, all they could do is, I mean, I've seen a Homeland Security vehicle, you know, around here, you know. And
mm-hmm.
All they got to do is ride up down the road, like sort of like that Google map car, and
mm-hmm.
just...
That's right.
Get all kind of information.
Absolutely. And there's nothing, we won't even know it's being taken from us.
No.
That's what infuriates me.
Speaking of that car, I passed it on the interstate today. I mean, it was parked off of exit 179.
Really?
Yes, it was. Huh. It was parked going up the ramp, pointing upward on the ramp, just sitting there.
You know, how do we know what they're really doing? We don't. I don't trust Google as far as I can throw a Google. No doubt. Wow.
I mean, I just about know, you know, they every conversation you talk to on the phone, you know, they've got it somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, if you go back to the movie Enemy of the State, you know, think about what, you know, the character says about Fort Meade, all those acres of computers underneath Fort Meade.
Yeah.
And it's not just when you say a certain word. I think they're doing everything.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, like then if you come up to be some kind of candidate or something, or
they got you,
somebody they want to vilify, like Oswald back in the day,
character assassination, they got everything they need.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Bear, you're absolutely right. It's just so we're behind the eight ball. We're in trouble.
It reminds me of people talking about the Nazi kids back in the World War II. You know, the parents were scared to say anything because the kids would turn them in.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just, man, it's only going to get worse. That's what scares me.
Mm.
Really does. Well, let me hit this break, Barry. I've missed every break so far. I got to hit this.
Okay.
Take care, my friend. See
you. All right. You too. Bye.
All right, guys, we'll be back in 3 very short minutes.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Welcome back to the program. And hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, I'm sorry to call again. But
don't apologize to me. Go ahead.
I just had to share this. I went through a time, too, where I looked at Amen as being like the same as the God. But it was Amen, and Amen starts with the Aleph, whereas the Amen, the God, starts with a Yod, I think it is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you're familiar with Terry Stone, you're familiar with pictographs. In other words, every letter of a word in Hebrew has its own meaning.
That's right.
Okay, so in Amen, it starts with Aleph, mm-hmm. and Aleph means strong. Its picture is an ox.
Okay,
and it means strength, power. Mem means water, and it's pictured with the waves. And when you boil the parts, especially the bones of an ox, down in water, uh-huh. you get glue, which is binding.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And then it ends with nun, and that means, and that picture is seed, you know, a seed sprouting, and it means continuation.
Wow.
In other words, what this prayer just said is binding, and it continues forever.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So when you break down, that was the most fascinating thing to me when I first became Messianic, was those pictographs you can study forever and you'll never get tired of it.
That's right. You learned Hebrew, didn't you?
No. I wish I had. I did for a while learn some, but I haven't been as deep in study lately as I had been. And I never completely learned it. It's hard for me to learn a language like that.
Wow,
but you can find the pictographs. People like Terry Stone and many others have the picture. He has done some teachings on some pictographs that will just blow your mind.
Oh, we've been DVRing his programs because he's on TV now. And we'll sit and we have to get our Bibles and pause it 100 times to go back and check what he's saying. He's amazing.
But each letter is not just like ABCD. Each letter has a picture.
Yep.
Like the Aleph is the ox, and it means strength and strong. And when you do the pictograph of God and, mm-hmm. and Yeshua, oh my gosh, it will blow you away. So anyway, I just thought that was an interesting little thing.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. I love that Miss Connie. She's a special woman. She really is. I'm sitting here trying to find that article because I just breezed through it real quick and I cannot find it. I go back on my history and I can't find it, which is really weird. But With what happened to my phone this past weekend, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing. Hmm. I mean, well, I'm sitting there postman. We're getting ready to go up to my mom's for whatever holiday it was, and I plugged my phone up in my car to charge it, and I looked down, and I got a black screen in different letters, like red, yellow, whatever it says, root menu. And the thing scrolls down by itself and goes, delete. And then my screen, blue screen pops up with this little thing like he's chewing, and it says deleting all files.
Oh,
I tried to turn it off. I tried to do everything.
You've been hacked.
I know. Everything gone. 7,000 pictures gone.
You've been hacked.
Yes. I have been hacked.
Wow.
Gone. Everything gone. Nothing I can do. I mean, nothing. I couldn't turn it off. I tried to get the back off to get to the battery. I couldn't get the back off.
They did the Pac-Man thing on you, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Wow. I didn't appreciate it, but there ain't nothing I can do about it. Nothing I can do about it. That's the way it goes, man. The way it goes. I cannot believe our time is almost over.
Yes, it is.
It's like it just started.
7 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah. I found this article that I put on our Clear and Air Facebook page about identifying a psychopath, Hillary Clinton especially. And I love it when I find stuff that backs up everything I've been telling you. It talks about how these psychopaths project, which is a psychiatric term meaning they accuse others of doing what they themselves do that they deny they do. That's one of the key factors that you can identify a psychopath. She is a Luciferian psychopath. You know, I've been bannering that phrase around for 5 years, but I'm telling you, that's the most accurate description of the powers that shouldn't be that you can come up with, that anybody can come up with. They're Luciferian psychopaths. They are. That's what they are. They worship Satan.
Yeah.
They worship Satan. What else can I say? We need to pray for Julian Assange because he's not doing well. They're killing him. I can only imagine what they're doing to that man.
They're doing the same thing that that Damon T. Barry said the government's doing to him. He can't even get service for anything. He can't go to the doctor. He can't go to the dentist. Can't do anything.
No.
Just because of what he revealed.
Because he revealed the truth.
Right.
And in his letter that he wrote, he asked that we all become tellers of the truth.
Right.
Amen. And we need to. I'm trying to do my part, and you need to do your part. We all need to do our part, and we need to pray for the man.
Yeah,
really
they want him out of the way. That's exactly the way Damon said that the United States and Britain does their enemies of the state.
Uh-huh.
They won't let them they won't let them leave the country, and they'll deny them service on every level.
Exactly. You know, it just breaks my heart that, you know, what's his crime? His crime is telling the truth about what we've been lied to about. And he's going to pay it's going to cost him his life, essentially. Well, folks, they have lied to us. They have misled us. It's just, we really don't know half of what we think we know, because from the moment we got into public school, we've been indoctrinated. And it's not what they're telling us that's so bad, it's what they're not telling us. So much we don't know. You know, Postman has just blown my mind with some of the stuff he knows that it's taken him years to research. And it's the tip of the iceberg. There's no telling what else is out there we don't know. I think this, and Postman, you said it, I think this whole Space Force thing, it's like they're sliding us into stuff that's been out there for years, decades.
It's been out there since 86.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's 23 years. And now they're just sliding us in and making us think, well, we're just going to start this up. Yeah, right.
And what Trump did, he just branched every, he just merged or homogenized every branch of the military in the Space Force. That's what he did. And that's what made it public.
Is he doing this because we're about to fight a war in space? Is that what this is about?
He's doing that, yes, because there's a battle. As a matter of fact, they're fighting right now as we speak. But at some point in time, that battle is going to come to the ground. And
I can believe that.
And like I've said on the program before, do not be surprised if you look up you see a mile-long starship hovering over your city.
People are going to freak out.
Just don't freak out. Don't get your shotgun or your rifle and shoot it.
No.
You know, because it could be 1 hour, you know. Especially if the configuration looks like a man might have designed it or built it. Or, jokingly, if you look up and see something the shape of the Starship Enterprise, the one at Captain Kirk, don't shoot it, because I guarantee you that's ours. Don't shoot it.
What about the big triangles?
The big triangle, now, you
TR-3B.
You might want to... Well, now, that one... that one is a... that one is the... is the scout class that we use. If you're out tonight, you might see one of them tonight.
I see them a lot. I see a lot of orbs there. I could see orbs anytime I want to with my night vision. It's crazy.
They're on patrol, guarding the Earth. They're 24/7.
They're
all over the planet.
You talking about orbs or triangles?
No, the triangles. It doesn't take them, but gosh, maybe 20-25 minutes. They could circumnavigate the globe in those things.
Oh, those are the things that have the artificial gravity or whatever inside of them, so they can make 90-degree turns at full speed and all that.
Yeah, they got their inertial dampeners on the inside.
Incredible. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, that is a piece of high technology.
You better believe it.
And that's just tip of the iceberg of what's coming. I mean, the other ones are probably more advanced than that.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, they're going to have to somehow figure out how to bring us up to speed on this, or are they just going to hit us all at once?
They're going to drop it on us. They're going to do it on an air show. I can feel it. I can see it coming now.
Yeah, you said that
last week.
They're
going to do it on an air show. They're going to cordon off an area over there. There's going to be tape around it, and nobody's going to be able to walk to it. There's going to be some armed guards standing in front of it. They're going to be guarding air until they decloak that thing.
Yep. I can see that, because they are cloaked.
Yeah.
Well, that's the amazing thing to me is all the images that I've got of these what I call chemliners, the planes or the craft that are releasing the chemtrails. If you watch it, when it gets up high enough where the sun starts interacting with it, you can see the fuselage disappears and all you've got are orbs, usually three, sometimes four. That's all that's there. Everything else is a cloaking device to make it look like an airliner. It's amazing. Absolutely. I've never seen anything like it before, but I see it all the time now with these chemliners. It's crazy. But so what does that tell you? These aren't airplanes. They're not conventional aircraft.
Nope.
These are from elsewhere, or they're some kind of technology that we've been kept in the dark about. Who knows? But they're there. All right, guys, our time with you is up. Thank you for yours, as they say. And remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. That's the God. Our God, not their God, but the God, God of the universe, you know, the omnipotent God. Postman, thank you for everything you bring to this show. Thank you for everything, man.